There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit my other hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I join this hour by someone who uplifts me when I'm in his presence. You'll never guess who it is. Actually, you will. You'll know it's Jeffrey Smith. How can I hide from Jeffrey Smith? My good buddy here at the Food and Thought event. Health Freedom event in Naples, Florida. We've stolen away. We're hidden from everybody for the moment. And I've got you.
Are you nervous? I'm totally nervous. Whenever I start being interviewed by you, I just get nervous. Like, hey, this guy's a professional. He knows how to interview.
Maybe Don't try this at home.
I got to up my game.
Awesome. Well, Jeffrey, it's so good to see you, as it always is. We've got a lot of updates on the GMO front, obviously.
Yes.
Something we cover from, well, literally, almost no show goes by where I can't touch on the issue. But to get right to the heart of it, we're seeing a lot of victories. We're also hopefully seeing a sophistication of where people are going to achieve the actual results, right? For a long time, we look, well, Congress is going to be the answer. The government's going to be the solution here.
I'm sure you were
You
were waving that flag. Yeah, let's get the government to bail us out.
Right.
Obama, please help us with GMOs. Well, first, let me assign Michael Taylor as the food czar at the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Michael Taylor was Monsanto's former attorney, then in charge of FDA policy for GMOs, then became Monsanto's vice president. Now he's in charge of our food safety. So now we can't go to Obama. We can't go to the Congress because now they have the DARK Act, denying Americans the right to know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to pass a bill that makes it illegal to for states to require labeling, etc.
Yes. The DARK Act. I mean,
yes.
you can't name anything more beautiful than that, can you? We're just going to tell you where we're from.
Yeah. We're from the dark side. You know, Monsanto, in its quieter moments, the executives ask themselves, what would Darth Vader do?
I can hear.
Right, it's coming out.
And the thing is interesting, you know, obviously I have an investment in learning about government and the way it works, way it doesn't, all of that. One of the things we've seen is the movement of states' rights. And this is really a throwback to the anti-federalists, believe it or not, that say we dominate the states, they have no rights whatsoever, we're not going to allow you to make these laws, even though the 10th Amendment says, well, we haven't been enumerated a power to prohibit you from that. So it's really a desperation play, in my opinion, that they're doing this.
Oh, yeah. What happens is let me lay the scenario. Monsanto is the big driver behind GMOs. They're one of six GMO companies. And their influence in Washington has been legendary. In fact, the big ag and biotech, according to someone who used to work at the FDA, is that the regulatory agencies have done everything that Big Ag has asked them to do and told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a revolving door between the two, and there's also a tremendous amount of influence. Even in the Obama administration, which turns out to have been worse than the Bush administration on the GMO issue, the USDA was considering to partially deregulate genetically modified alfalfa and got a call from the White House saying, oh, no, you fully deregulate it. Don't worry about the contamination.
Mm.
And according to one source, it was Bill Gates calling on his buddy Obama to push Vilsack, the USDA secretary, around.
Right.
Now, when there's so much power concentrated in Washington by the biotech industry, then you can think in terms of going to state governments. And then you can also think going below that to county governments. Now, counties have been banning GMOs in some cases, either through ballot initiative or through county ordinances. And when this was first introduced in Mendocino as Measure H, the biotech industry called it the H-bomb, because Mendocino did, in fact, ban the planting of GMOs in this California county. And so the biotech industry rushed to their friends in state governments and have now passed 14 state laws banning the ability for counties to ban GMOs. In other words, we're taking away your power because you voted for something we didn't want you to vote for. But now that states are also voting in labeling, like Vermont is voted for mandatory labeling. They're being sued by Monsanto and the grocery manufacturers. Connecticut and Maine have similar laws but are waiting for more states to pass in order for that to trigger to start. And there's ballot initiatives for labeling that have come and almost passed. Now the states are too radical, and so now they want the feds to preempt what the states are doing. If the feds end up doing the wrong thing, then they can go to international treaties.
They keep climbing up the charts, but each time it's closer to a global bureaucracy, not that any bureaucracy on a local level is, if anybody has ever been involved with it, gets things done that are really beneficial to any community, but taking it up to a global level, I mean, it should be a very frightening concept for a lot of the people that have, well, that want any semblance of freedom in their lives. Not just on the GMO issue, of course, you're learning and we're teaching at the same time how inefficient the methods are to centralize and achieve freedom or achieve something that local people want.
But you know, it's not just in this. I mean, politics in general is unstable. I was flown to Poland by the Polish government to give a press conference with their Minister of Environment, praising their non-GMO policy. A week later, the government was voted out of office and to a pro-GMO country. I was educating the ministers in Thailand about the dangers of GMOs. They passed a field trial ban. A week later, it was a new government. They allowed field trials to go forward. It's not government where we're going to find the stable rejection of GMOs. We're going to find it actually in the marketplace. And this is demonstrated in Europe when there was a high-profile food safety scandal linking GMOs to serious health dangers in laboratory animals. The scientist was fired, gagged, etc. When his gag order was lifted by an order of Parliament in the UK, then over 700 articles were written within 1 month alone, and within 10 weeks, the tipping point of consumer rejection was achieved in Europe. April 27th, 1999, Unilever said no more GMOs. Next day, Nestle's. Next week, virtually everyone else. That's kept GMOs out of Europe, even though the European Commission and their version of the FDA are pro-GMO. They are basically stocked with people like Michael Taylor, their European counterparts. They're trying to wave the banner of go GMO, but the consumers have said, we're not going to take them. And the reason is because the consumers are educated.
Right. The field test, if we talk about success, and that's what you're all about, achieving the goal, field test in the consumer realm, in the marketplace, is where it's actually occurred. And I want it, because we covered the GMO issue out of Maui, which was a big, you know, what a wonderful thing, right? And then suddenly now there was this move to, you know, stop this from happening. The voters could not have a say suddenly. And so we realized the best way that voters always have a say is in the economic marketplace.
Just so you know, Maui's not yet settled. We're supposed to hear from the judge this week. We don't know. But we already saw tipping points occur on the GMO issue in the United States in two places. Bovine growth hormone, genetically modified drug introduced by Monsanto to inject into dairy cows. By the way, I was told by a former scientist working at Monsanto that three of his colleagues found so much cancer-promoting hormone in the milk from treated cows, they refused to drink milk thereafter unless it was organic. One bought his own cow, but they still worked for the company that made it and sold it to the rest of the public. So we've been educating moms about the health dangers, etc., and there was a tipping point, 2006, 7, 8, kicked out of Walmart, Starbucks, Yoplait, Danone, and most American dairies. We've been educating people about the health dangers of GMOs, and the vanguard of that movement has been the health-conscious shopper. And so it's actually now kicked out of most natural food products. In fact, there was a specific tipping point day 2 years ago when Whole Foods president announced in an USA Today AP article that when a product becomes third-party verified as non-GMO, it increases sales by 15 to 30%. Who's not going to immediately jump on the bandwagon to get their product verified as non-GMO if they're selling in natural food stores.
Economic viability. And if you can make this so economically non-viable, it changes everything.
Absolutely.
And again, that's why I love talking to you, because it's not like you haven't been and seen and done and tried and attempted and supported, and we've been active in that. I, of course, have said that, you know, the government really isn't the way to go. They will follow ultimately when they're forced to. It's inevitable. But in the meantime, they're going to fight every effort that we've done on a local level, even on a federal level, on every level.
And let me give you two examples. One example of why, for example, state labeling might be a problem as the end be all and end all for stopping GMOs, and another example of where we're actually at in terms of the tipping point. In terms of the states, if Vermont survives the challenge by Monsanto in the courts, or let's say another state comes up and passes a ballot initiative or another ordinance and is going forward with labeling, the FDA can at any time preempt states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
They did this with restaurant labeling. Menu labeling.
Mm-hmm.
19 states and local jurisdictions passed laws requiring certain things to be disclosed by restaurant chains, and the FDA came in and said, oh no, we don't want a patchwork of regulations, we're going to create a uniform standard, and they just shelved it and have done nothing.
Right.
So they can come in pretending to be the hero, and because the Obama administration is marching lockstep with Monsanto, they'll claim that they're going to come up with something, and they'll just let the Obama administration continue without actually doing anything. They'll say, oh, we have to do a stakeholder consultation.
Right.
Now, just to talk about how important the tipping point is, if the FDA preempts states' rights and eliminates labeling, then what happens is the negotiation table in Washington is really the decider, whether it's the government, the politics, or the stakeholders. Now, the stakeholders right now are consumers on one side, Monsanto and company, et cetera, on the other side, but the grocery manufacturers are lined up with the biotech industry saying, we don't want labeling. If we push a tipping point based on voluntary non-GMO labeling, mm-hmm. if we have these major companies eliminate GMOs, their objection to mandatory labeling will likely evaporate,
mm-hmm.
and they will join in the consumer thing, because actually there's some advantages to them at that point for mandatory labeling. And also, if there's a tipping point and they all get rid of GMOs, then the political power of Monsanto and company will also diminish. And so we may end up with national labeling, but as you say, following mm-hmm. consumers.
Yeah.
Now, to put it in perspective as to where we are, Robert, we have now the most important window of opportunity in the history of anti-GMO activism, and it's bizarre, but it's true, Cheerios and Grape Nuts.
Right. We're going to come back to Cheerios and Grape Nuts. We've got to take a break. You can stick around.
Yep.
Very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. My good friend Jeffrey Smith will tell you how to link into where you can learn more. Of course, we always have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Jeffrey for being here, and thanks to all of you for listening in and following up on what we're about to tell you. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we continue a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is taking place at Food and Thoughts Health Freedom Summit. And, well, anytime we get together, there's going to be health, there's going to be freedom with Jeffrey Smith. First of all, let's let everybody know where they can learn more. We have it linked up in the show notes, but those that are just listening in their cars, on their iPods and things like that, where do they go for further information to be sure we're up to speed on that?
ResponsibleTechnology.org. We have an Institute for Responsible Technology. We have a 5-year master plan to eliminate GMOs. In fact, we are raising money for that plan, and the plan does involve the tipping point that we've been talking about. We know exactly what to say, who to say it to, and how to say it. We just need the production costs and staff time, and we would like to deliver a non-GMO food supply. We also, for those that are convinced to avoid GMOs, check out the non-GMOshoppingguide.com, and that is our link to over 20,000 products that are verified as non-GMO, and it gives you tips and etc. And for those that want to convince your friends and family to avoid GMOs, the quickest conversion tool that we have is the film Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives at geneticroulettemovie.com.
Yep.
So those are the things to look at: responsibletechnology.org, non-GMOshoppingguide.com, and geneticroulettemovie.com. And for those that want to get deeply involved, we have a speaker training online. We have a Tipping Point network with over 100 groups around the country that you can join with to do local education and advocacy, and lots of other materials, plus a free newsletter.
Okay, so now we come back to
Cheerios and grape nuts.
Yes.
Now, why am I talking about Cheerios and grape nuts? Some people left with a very furrowed brow and curious expression on their faces during that past break. Well, it turns out 50,000 posts on the Facebook page of Cheerios demanding non-GMO forced their hand into a defensive measure, saying, okay, our original Cheerios will be non-GMO, but we'll announce it on the side of the package that no one sees when they're walking by. We won't third-party verify it. We won't even define what we mean by non-GMO. But hey, guys, back off. Okay? That was the big step, but it was a little step. Mm-hmm. 10 days later, grape nuts, front of the package, full color seal, non-GMO project verified, third party verified, the same seal that was driving a 15-30% increase in sales for products in Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
So these are test cases. Then comes Smart Balance, and I can't believe it's not butter, and Target Home Brands, all declaring non-GMO in 2014. What happens if they increase market share as a result of the non-GMO brag and boast?
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, Robert, is that we win. If they increase market share, the rest of the food industry says, oh, this is not a firewall issue behind the doors of Whole Foods. This is affecting our customers. Now, 40% of Americans now say they're avoiding or reducing GMOs. Everyone knows that people don't do what they say, but how active are they?
Mm-hmm.
That's up from 15% in 2007. 40% of Americans saying they're avoiding GMOs, if they actually see an opportunity at Walmart, at Safeway, to choose between a GMO and a non-GMO, that could tip the scales.
Right.
Now, ideally, it would have been, for example, one type of cornflakes versus another. Post-grape nuts is a little bit different than other things, but nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
it may be that in 100 years, they look back and say, what saved the genetic integrity of all living beings and all future generations? Sales of grape nuts at Walmart.
Well, and we'd step back from a business cap model. The shareholders, because these are
right.
multinational corporations. They have shareholders. Suddenly you've got a product that went non-GMO and its sales increased 15, 20, 30%. How do they answer to their shareholders by saying, we don't need to do more of that? Right.
Right. So that's part of our master plan, to educate the capital markets, the shareholders, not only about the movement of the marketplace, but also about the intense health risks that their products actually have. And so there's great liability that they're not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't hide behind the FDA, because the FDA does not approve any GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA allows the biotech industry to determine if their foods are safe. And so there is a rather large liability right now. And if we turn to the health dangers, which is the motivator to get people to avoid GMOs,
yeah.
and I hope we'll do that,
yes.
then you'll realize, oh my God, these GMOs may be one of the most important and dangerous influences in our health in history.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Europe, where they had successes, if you will, holding off the GMOs, getting them out, have those companies gone bankrupt there? Those very same companies are.
Oh, you mean like Nestle's and Unilever,
right,
and McDonald's,
exactly.
and
yeah.
Burger King, and all that? No, they actually didn't raise prices. They didn't. They had to label it. They didn't raise prices, and there's just simply reformulating. Their formulation over there is non-GMO. Their formulation over here is typically GMO.
So what are they going to fall back on if the whole meme of we're trying to feed the world with GMOs is not even on the minds of consumers here? It doesn't even seem to be an issue.
Well, the whole feed the world, just let me make this absolutely clear. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is completely false.
Perfect place to break here. And when we come back, we'll talk with Jeffrey one more segment. About
we got to talk about the apple.
The apple. And of course,
and the mosquito.
Mosquito and the health dangers.
And the health dangers.
We haven't
dangers.
Really gotten into
that. Oh, yeah, big time.
Intensely. So stick around. Jeffrey Smith is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're grateful for all that he's doing. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember the websites are linked up in the show notes at robertschiavbell.com, responsibletechnology.org. We talked about geneticroulettemovie.com. We've done Great Nuts. We've done Cheerios. We've talked about the politics. We've talked about the economics, the marketplace, what's succeeding, what isn't. Rounding this out, the claim that this will feed the world, GMOs, is an absolute lie. We want to get into health issues, but you mentioned apples and mosquitoes. In one breath, separate issues, how do we look at the apples and mosquitoes scenario?
New threats. The apple, the genetically modified Botox apple, the one that does not brown, genetically engineered to silence the genes that brown apples, has been approved by our USDA. Now, I'm going to tell you that this uses a technology that may be worse than any of the other GMOs. It uses a technology that uses RNA interference, specifically double-stranded RNA, and these little pieces of RNA, just 22 nucleotides long, can hook up with all sorts of different genes and change their levels of expression. And we didn't know that RNA played a role like this. We used to think that RNA was just a way station between DNA and protein. So DNA genes create RNA, create proteins, they fold up, they have a, end up as enzymes, etc. And no one paid attention to the RNA. Now the RNA turns out to be a major regulatory mechanism. In other words, in the presence of RNA, DNA is told what to do. In very many cases. So here's the issue. We are babes in the woods. We have no idea if eating this apple will mess up and re-regulate our DNA. And it's very, very possible because it's such a small number of nucleotides, just 22, it can fit in to different places along the 2 billion base pairs of our DNA and switch on, switch off, or change the regulatory process of, who knows, cancer genes, allergen genes, toxin genes, viral capacities, all sorts of things. Now, to put this in perspective, Robert, they fed double-stranded RNA that was supposed to be completely harmless and have no effect to honeybees. And it changed the expression of a lot of the genes in the genome. I'm going to tell you how many genes were changed. Nearly 1,400. Nearly 10% of the genome of honeybees was altered in its expression when they were fed double-stranded RNA.
Was this in the process of trying to get "quote unquote" approval?
No, this wasn't. This had nothing. It wasn't the double-stranded RNA from the apple.
Okay.
It was from a green fluorescent protein, and they decided to use that because it's not part of the genome of the mosquito, so they figured it'd have no effect.
Okay.
So in their wisdom / ignorance, they figured because the RNA is unrelated to that species, it shouldn't have a problem.
Okay, we're talking the honeybee now?
The honeybee.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure we're on the same
thing. So now, if you look at the so-called Botox apple, the Arctic apple, avoid at all costs, should be on the market in 2 years unless we tip the market, and we hope to.
Yeah.
Then, if you eat that RNA, it might actually reprogram our DNA. It might reprogram animals. It might reprogram children who are eat a lot of apples, applesauce, apple juice, and they never actually test for these things. The EPA looked at this RNA functioning, not for the apple, but generically, and said, this is so serious. There are such incredible risks associated with RNA interference that we have to rethink our entire risk assessment because we have no way currently to protect the public or the environment. But the USDA ignored entirely the EPA's committee findings and said, double-stranded RNA, we don't see a problem. Bring it on.
Wow. Now, it does bring to light an apple scare years ago, the Alar apple scare, right?
Yeah.
This went to the heart of moms, right? You said feeding their kids applesauce. Whether they determined it was a legitimate issue or not, just the image of pesticide-laden apples was something that shocked and horrified parents that were not necessarily organic earth muffins, right? And so I'm thinking this, tackling the apple, as American as apple, hot dogs, apple, you know, that kind of thing. Now you're going to a place where I think we can succeed on this one, because this has already been shown to be scary when you mess with apples.
Totally.
So I have a good feeling that we'll be able to battle this back, but at the same time, it is shocking, but not at the same time. The USDA goes, go, bring it on.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Totally.
Yeah.
Now, the South Florida Mosquito Control Board wants to introduce mosquitoes. We did cover that.
We did. We were down in
Florida. A year ago. Yeah. But let's just revisit it because the FDA is about to decide on it, according to some reports. And they're about to decide whether to tell the South Florida Mosquito Control Board, bring it on, release millions of genetically modified mosquitoes. Now, these mosquitoes are designed to supposedly create sterile offspring. They're male, mostly male mosquitoes. They mate with the female mosquitoes of a certain variety, Aedes aegypti, that carry dengue fever, and they create supposedly sterile offspring to reduce the population. They've been released in 4 countries, and a lot of them have been released in this one city in Brazil, which ended up having more dengue fever. And they said, oh, no, it's not our problem. We need to release even more mosquitoes. So don't ask me why all of a sudden there's more dengue fever in the same town that they're releasing millions of mosquitoes.
Which would alert anybody with a mind.
Yeah, hello, what's up with that? So then I was talking to Oxitec, the company that makes the mosquitoes, their representative in Key West, where they want to do the release, actually Key Haven, and I said, you know, when you put a gene in a genome, it produces a protein. Is it being produced in the saliva, which is what gets into our bloodstream?
Yeah, when they get your blood, they give you a little saliva. That's what itches, causes the swelling.
And he said, well, we're now checking to see if the protein is produced in the saliva. And I'm thinking they've released tens of millions of mosquitoes in four countries already, and now they're checking.
Wow.
And so I give this guy a little bit of science lesson. I say, you know, in a human gene, they put a single inserted gene in there and expected no change, and they found up to 5% of the naturally functioning genes in the human DNA changed its levels of expression simply because a new gene was sitting alongside it. Doesn't it make sense to test all of the saliva, all of the aspects of it, compared to the natural, to see if you're making changes that are unpredictable? And he goes, that's a good idea. These are the people we are trusting the gene pool of all future generations.
I hope you sent them a bill. I mean, they didn't consult Jeffrey. They should have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
Astonishing. Now, you know, in Florida, we keep hearing they're attempting to release. We've delayed them a little bit, pushed back a little bit. Does it look like they'll inevitably release them at this point?
It's hard to say. There's some pushback now in Key Haven. I just read an article yesterday, so that the 400 and something residents or homes in Key Haven where they want to release it, they're starting to stir the pot. They went around and sort of misinformed the population, saying there's no risk, and now some people are realizing, in fact, there is a risk. So hopefully there'll be local pushback, and we cannot trust the FDA to do anything that would possibly, you know, get in the way of their cozy relationship with the biotech industry.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the FDA, I think we want to make sure everyone realizes that the FDA has been lying about GMOs, and we caught them lying. It's fraud. They said in their policy in 1992 that they weren't aware of any information showing that GMOs were significantly different. And on that basis, no testing was necessary, no labeling was necessary. Monsanto, who told us that Agent Orange was safe and got that wrong, and DDT and PCBs were safe and got that far wrong, they're in charge of determining if GMOs are safe. Now, that basis that they weren't aware of dangers or differences was a lie. We didn't know it at the time, but 7 years later, there was a release of FDA documents made public from a lawsuit that showed that the overwhelming consensus among the scientists working at the FDA was exactly the opposite. The GMOs were different and dangerous and could lead to allergens, toxins, diseases, etc. And now those scientists have been vindicated. We see animal feeding studies, as the American Academy of Environmental Medicine did, saying, look, these animals fed GMOs, having gastrointestinal problems, organ damage, immune system problems, reproductive problems, accelerated aging. No one should be eating GMOs. Every doctor should prescribe non-GMO diets to every patient. Thousands of doctors are doing that. We hear from the doctors. We hear from the patients. We hear from consumers. When they get rid of GMOs, they get better in gastrointestinal, immune, reproductive, organ damage, accelerated aging, the same things that are afflicting the lab animals fed GMOs. We hear from farmers, livestock, switch from GM seed or feed to non-GM feed. They also get better from the same categories of diseases, gastrointestinal, etc. We look at the rising disease rates in the United States. You correlate them with the introduction of GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
You see the slope of that increase of GMOs and the slope of that increase in autism and diabetes and deaths from senile dementia, stroke, Alzheimer's, etc.
There was recently, which school was it? MIT, a professor that claimed by 2025, 1 in 2 children in America will be diagnosed somewhere in the autism spectrum.
Well, that MIT professor was just quoting someone else,
okay.
And Stephanie Seneff is her name. And
yes.
I'll give you an example. She and I were speaking at MIT, and someone from the audience, and typical response, you just happened to mention MIT,
mm-hmm.
stood up and said my 6-and-a-half-year-old was violent and out of control. They wanted to kick him out of school. They wanted to call him retarded. I saw your film, Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, changed his diet. A week later, his behavior changed completely. A month later, I had a new son. This is what we are hearing. I've heard this from thousands of people. Now, the issue is this. We don't know exactly how much of these disease increases are GMO-related, but we do understand things that might create those diseases that are found in GMOs. And the MIT professor is one example.
Mm-hmm.
She did research on Roundup. Most GMOs are sprayed with Roundup. They're Roundup ready. They're designed not to die when sprayed with Monsanto's herbicide so they can weed easier, just spray over the top of the crops. So she had actually understood in her research what physiological changes occur in autism and why that translates into certain cognitive issues and could completely understand that mechanics, but she couldn't figure out what was changed in the environment to cause so much increase in autism until she went to a lecture on Roundup mm-hmm. by Dr. Huber from Purdue and realized that Roundup had all of the ingredients she was looking for. It did all of those things. It was a chelator, so it deprived certain minerals from the body. It was an antibiotic, so it killed off the beneficial gut bacteria. It damaged the walls of the intestines. It damaged the microvilli. Mm-hmm. It suppressed digestive enzymes. It could cause all sorts of negative bacteria overgrowth. It's a hormone disruptor, an endocrine disruptor. It's linked to cancer, linked to Parkinson's, etc. But all of that put together, that was the aha moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she then worked with another scientist evaluating the chemical properties and physiological changes that come as a result of ingestion of Roundup.
Do you have 5 minutes left in your voice? We have one more segment to wrap up the hour, and it's only 5 minutes.
I think we can do that.
We can do that. Jeffrey Smith, my good friend, I love you dearly. We're going to talk more about the GMOs, the health issues. Again, a call to action. Be listening what you can do to make the difference, and you do have a lot more power than you realize. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we just remind you of it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to get to what you can do if you don't already know. If you haven't already figured it out, Jeffrey Smith here. The links are up in the show notes. Once again, responsibletechnology.org. Check out geneticroulettemovie.com. The overview, what else could go wrong? Has it all gone wrong enough for this to change? Do we have to have more disasters? What's happening next?
Well, it's really, I mean, we talked about one cause that could explain why so many things are going wrong with those that consume GMOs. Another is the BT toxin. The toxin is produced by corn that breaks open little holes in the stomach of insects to kill them. It's an insecticide. It now is known to break open little holes in human cells. It ends up in the blood. It ends up in the unborn fetuses of pregnant women. It's toxic to the blood. It's toxic or allergenic, and it's got a lot of properties we don't want, and it might actually be being produced by our own gut bacteria if the gene that produces the toxin transfers from, say, corn chips into that gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. There's evidence that such transfer does occur with GMOs, but we don't know if it's ever occurred with corn because they stopped the research as soon as they found out because they didn't want to know.
But it's a reasonable concern. Or
oh, yeah. Turning our intestinal flora into living pesticide factories is absolutely scientifically valid speculation and never been evaluated by any scientist or regulatory agency. And yet, scientists and doctors come to me and said, what's going on with the gastrointestinal tract of our patients since GMOs were introduced? PET, by the way, pets also have been found to have dramatic increases in health when switched to non-GMO diets. And Roundup is now sprayed not just on Roundup Ready crops, but also as a ripening agent on more than 100 fruits, vegetables, and grains and beans. And so if you want to avoid Roundup, don't just avoid GMOs. Switch to organic.
Mm-hmm. Go organic, which is, you know, I did it before I knew anything about a GMO, but it was my own health that motivated me. Mm-hmm. And I think as we talk about these issues, and of course I lecture on the gut everywhere, I bring this up and suddenly it is a shocking realization moment of, oh my gosh, my kids eat these corn chips all the time. I thought they were good. It's corn, right? And so if it's going to motivate you for your kids, let the kids lead us then. I'm happy to do that. Don't do this to your kids. So we keep uncovering under every GMO rock more devastating, frightening issues, things. We've covered a little bit this hour, a lot, in fact, about ways to make this better, ways to make the shift, ways to hit that tipping point and maybe accelerate the tipping point. What can we leave the listeners with in the last few minutes of this special?
Well, I actually have been traveling on the road for 12 years, 9 months last year to give you an idea, mm-hmm. and I've lectured in more than 40 countries, and I see the results in audiences when they learn the truth and they want to stop eating GMOs, and that is, we've had a lot of impact on this tipping point that's unfolding. And I can say with, as I said, mentioned earlier, we are very confident that we know exactly what to say to convince someone to avoid GMOs with more vigilance, and who to say it to, like moms and pet owners and sick people and doctors. And we know exactly how to say it. Moms talk to moms. Sick people and doctors talk to sick people. It's very, very easy. It's not rocket science. Well, we say it's not rocket surgery.
yes.
It's very easy, but it just takes a budget. And we have created a 5-year plan. We've shown it to experts who've put together campaigns in all sorts of sizes, and they say, yeah, absolutely, it could work. And we're just now raising money to make that happen. And you can go to responsibletechnology.org to make a donation. And I want to leave with a bigger picture. We've been talking about the health dangers, but we haven't talked about the environment. All right, I know we mentioned mosquitoes, but let's talk about the big picture here. Mm-hmm. Monsanto's stated goal was to genetically engineer 100% of all commercial seeds in the world and patent them. That has only increased. The biotech industry now wants to genetically engineer the insects, the trees, the grass, the algae, the bacteria, the funguses, basically replace nature, eliminate the products of the billions of years of evolution, and replace it with designer organisms designed for greater profit and control. The entire bedrock of nature is up for grabs right now, and unless we stop it, there is no going back.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reversal. So this is absolutely critical for all future generations and all living beings. And it's weird that it may come down to, as I said, sales of grape nuts at Walmart. But that's the kind of leverage that we have right now. We're on the verge of the tipping point. We need to kick it over.
All right. ResponsibleTechnology.org. Please make a donation if you can volunteer in any way, shape, or form to make that tipping point so we all don't go fall down and go boom. That's what they say.
That's the word.
And then we don't get back up.
That's
not
a technical term.
One. All right, Jeffrey Smith, my good friend, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Robert Scott Bell.
I am humbled to be in your presence. You know that.
You're awesome. Every one of your listeners knows that.
The awesomeness, it just keeps going from Jeffrey Smith. Thank you, my friend. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.